something went on here, something went on there. And
this time on TNT.
Donovan and Patrick Swayze are in the booth, yeah?
We play a new game called Jingles.
Plus, you'll never guess who opened for the Stones. That's all coming up right now on TNT. Okay, Patrick, thanks for coming in, yeah?
No problem.
So you've seen the rough cut of the movie, Dirty Dancing, and they've given you a song on the soundtrack. It's called She's Like the Wind.
Yeah.
We've recorded the instrumental part, and now we just need to get your lyrics.
Sounds
so
great.
If you could, why don't you put down the fag and get in the booth, and we'll lay down a vocal. Yeah?
Sure, man. Sounds great. Let's go. Let's do it.
Hey, here's an ashtray, Patrick. Put the cigarette down. Before we record, let's talk about what the song means to you. She's Like the Wind. First of all, who's she in your mind? Who's she?
I'd say cigarettes.
So she's like the wind. You're exhaling. She's like the wind. The cigarette is like the wind then.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
well, I suppose you draw inspiration from wherever. When LT and I were recording Benny and the Jets, he was on Benny's, and that made it easy. Do you understand?
Yeah, I do. My whole life, I've loved cigarettes.
Okay, so the line, "She rides the night next to me," then, is that, are you waking up and looking for your pack of cigarettes in your mind?
Yeah, I want to take it from the big note before and into the chorus. I just want to feel that out first.
Okay, so put out the cigarette and why don't we give it a shot, yeah?
Yeah, let's do it.
I really want to hear She, your tribute to cigarettes. So we are recording, Patrick. Put down the cigarette and give it a shot, love, yeah?
She don't know what she done. Feel her breath on my face.
Sorry, that's on us, Patrick.
Her body close to me.
Oh, his headphones not working.
I'm just going to take a break here.
Oh, a cigarette break. Great. Perfect. Because I think that'll give your voice the scratchy quality we were hoping it might have.
Can we take it from the chorus?
Let me float something past you, Patrick. Do you know the part where in the movie where Baby gets lifted up in the water?
Yeah.
Just a thought. It's just a thought. But what if that's the she you were singing the song about, not a cigarette?
All right, I guess. You know I'm an actor.
Can we try one my way? Just to be crazy? And then if it doesn't work, maybe we'll get back to thinking she is a cigarette.
So let's just try it from straight on the top of the chorus, then.
Anytime, love. We're recording. Just put your cigarette down and give it a shot. Have fun. Remember, if we're not having fun, we're doing it wrong.
Feel her breath on my face. Her body close to me. Can't look in her eyes. She's out of my league. Just a fool to believe I have anything she needs. She's like the wind.
Patrick, you added the line, "She's out of my league." And now knowing that you sing about cigarettes, what does that mean, she's out of your league?
Well, it takes me back to when I was like 11 or 12, and I was hard to have them, and I had to kind of sneak around my parents, and they were just out of my league at that point in my life.
Oh, that's interesting. That's great.
That's why it's easier for me to kind of reference cigarettes as opposed to the girl on the log.
Of course. So nobody put a cigarette in the corner. That's kind of your mentality. Just for fun, why don't you try putting that cigarette in the corner and we'll go again.
Okay. That was funny. That was good. I like that.
I love In the Booth.
In the Booth off the top. That's what that's called. In the Booth. Hot.
Someone, yeah, we're coming in hot. Someone suggested, and it was really funny, that yeah. Donovan could have a conversation with Steve Perry about the start of Oh Sherry.
Yeah.
So when you say, is it could have been gone, should have been gone, or would have been gone? Why don't we record all three and see which one sounds the best?
Isn't that the big cheesy a cappella off the top part?
It could have been gone. Knowing how I made you feel, I should have been gone. I was in an 80s cover band briefly with Mike Smith called The Should Have Been Gones. Oh, God. Isn't that a great name for an 80s cover band, The Should Have Been Gones?
Is it the video that does it or the album, too?
Oh, the album.
It's the album?
It's the Fatburger Lady.
I thought it was the video.
I think it's the album cut, too. Do you know that my children now call me Jermithir?
Here's the video.
Here it comes.
What's all this? Big scene at the beginning with... What the hell's going on here?
He needs to know when to come in.
Oh no, there's no yelling at the beginning.
You just wait.
In the video. I always thought it would be like the bride pulls up her thing and it's Steve Perry.
And he's the groom waiting.
Singing it.
Here it comes.
Oh, he's the king. Oh man, straight out of Journey. He's like, Eagles on fire. Oh, maybe he's going to do it now. That's it.
Steve, I wanted the opening to be a cappella, but big and wet, yeah? So what if we shoot it in a leaky church basement? So it's
perfect.
Big and wet.
So I can grab like the stairwell hand railing really hard when I say, should have been gone!
Yeah, big and wet, yeah? Make it wet.
Yeah. Like...
Like I want to feel like someone sprayed my face with your saliva.
Like the bathroom and when the levee breaks.
So can we try a could have been gone just to see what that sounds like? We're recording.
Could have been gone! A little crack okay, there. Sorry, Donovan.
Me.
It's early in the morning. Let me
no,
get some
perfect.
Water.
Crack is emotion. Could you try a would have been gone?
Would have been gone!
Just a thought. Can we try might have been gone then?
Might have been gone!
No, but can we try it with the word then at the end? Might have been gone then.
Might have been gone then!
It's so dumb. If only she would have been gone, yeah? Can you try that?
If only she would have been gone!
With it, no, sorry, but with a yeah at the end, like a question. If only she would have been gone, yeah? Try that, recording.
If only she would have been gone, yeah!
There must have been some discussion around what exactly that lyric should be.
He tries an action pistol, it's like it could have been, should have been. Should I try a could have been, should have been gone?
Yeah, try both, sure.
Could have been, should have been gone! Should have been, could have been gone! Yeah!
Shoulda, what if it's shoulda, woulda, coulda, yeah? That's the whole thing.
Shoulda, woulda, coulda been gone!
I think it's great. I think we've got it.
Perfect. I like
what
those lyrics Desmond gave us, too. Really nice.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. I think the song that makes the least sense is Sister Christian.
What do you mean?
What's your price for flight? It's
a song about
bad drug
lyrics?
Use. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe we should have a contest this week for the worst lyric.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if you're listening and want to send us on the social media, Let's go hashtag worst lyric ever.
Yeah.
And we'll pick a winner. We'll pick a winner, and then we'll send them a snappy.
Who had some bad lyrics was Bush. That band Bush had some bad lyrics.
What are some bad Bush lyrics that you remember?
I think that Glycerin song had some bad lyrics. Let me check that out.
Let's pull it up on the internet.
Yeah.
Just welcome to 104, by the way.
What? Yeah.
Welcome to 104.
Hot starts.
Really hot starts. I'm in San Diego, but I've checked in for my flight already, and I'll be home by the time you hear this. But it was hard to nail down a time that worked for both of us, eh, bud?
I know. We've been busy in the TNT world lately, and...
I know.
It's been
fun,
great.
Busy.
Yeah. Okay. All right, you ready for these bombs?
Yeah, hit me.
I'm never alone. I'm alone all the time. Are you at one or do you lie? We live in a wheel where everyone steals, but when we rise, it's like strawberry fields.
Heinous.
The fuck is going on there?
I think, by the way, using lyrics from other already popular songs of artists you admire, I feel like that's cheating. I've said that before.
Yeah. So that's enough of that, but...
Like, a lot of folks will steal Chevy and Levy. You can't do that, bot.
Yeah. I mean, unless you're Don McLean, and it's probably from then on, it's bad, right?
Yeah.
That was a long time
ago. Bad News Bears.
So, let's do that for sure. Worst hashtag ever game. And we might sprinkle in a couple in the booth later on. But
yeah, worst hashtag ever. Worst lyric ever.
Worst lyric ever. And we have another game. Do you want to jump into that?
You want to jump into jingles right away?
I got some great...
All right, let's do it.
Advertising music.
Just as an aside... Can I just point out that the Oilers have made the playoffs?
Mm-hmm. That's
very
exciting.
Very exciting news. It's exciting news in oil country. We're fired up.
Oh, it's exciting news in Toronto Maple Leaf country, too, for the fans of the Leafs. They, this Austin Matthews kid and Marner and all these young Bucks are really getting things going. I knew that Nylander kid was going to be horny. What's that?
The future's so bright, I gotta wear shades. Timbuk 3 styles.
Yeah, that's the band that did that, right? That song was cheesy.
The future is bright in oil country and in leaf country.
You know what? It's pretty good for Canadian hockey right now. There's lots of great teams that are killing it. So I just want to jump into this game, though. Jingles, which you came up with a few weeks ago. We almost went... It was just you came up with it during 102 or something like that, right?
Yeah.
And
so the idea is we'll give each other a product and you have to do an on-the-spot jingle for the product to the music that you have selected.
Mm-hmm.
Is that how it's going to work?
Exactly.
Okay.
So each of us gives
the
other
person first?
A product.
Yeah, I'm going to give you a business. You ready?
A business?
Yeah, I'm going to give you a business and you're going to do a jingle for them.
Okay.
Terry's Clam Hut.
Terry's Clam Hut?
Yep.
Perfect.
Terry's Clam Hut.
Okay. Terry's Clam Hut. Ready?
Yep.
Okay. We got a sale this week at... The hell's the name of this place again? What's the Clam Hut?
Terry's
Clam Hut. That's right. I apologize. Sometimes I forget things, but Teddy's got a special on this week. You got to come right down here, right now. Get there as soon as you possibly can. Friday to Saturday, we are giving away buckets of fried clams at Teddy's. Come on down to Teddy's Clam Shack.
I don't know why that brought me so much joy.
He's like running it, and he doesn't restart it because he forgot the name of his own place.
Yeah, it was a live hit into the morning show.
Back then, yeah.
Hey, what's my product or business?
To come in and do it hot. What was it?
It was good.
Teddy's Clam Hut.
Terry's Clam Hut, but you changed it to Teddy's Clam Shack, but that's actually a better name.
Okay. All right, I'm going to give you one now.
Okay. I love jingles.
You sell those like different kinds of drones.
Drones?
Yeah. Stupid things everyone has from kids to adults. Yes. So it could be Daryl's Drone Shop.
Daryl's?
Daryl's. You ready?
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Daryl's Drone Shop. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, here we go.
Hi, I'm Daryl McIntyre, president and CEO of Daryl's Drone Shop. Are you drone alone? Isn't it time that you let your pictures take flight? Should you not buy a drone? That's a negative. All week at Daryl's Drone Shop, come in and buy a drone and get the second one at 80% off. It's our BOGO anniversary drone-tacular all week at Daryl's. Can't you picture it? That was terrible. Is there such a thing as a drone shop?
No, but using Holst planets, though.
Oh, yeah, it was outer spacey music, wasn't it? Those super dry CEO reads. Hi, I'm Daryl McIntyre.
Super dramatic jam in the background.
Are you out of space in your home? Don't worry. Drones don't take up much room.
Are you drone okay, you ready? Alone?
So dumb. The music really has to set the tone. So you picked all the jams. I don't know what the track is, but I know what your business is going to be. Are you ready?
Yeah.
You're doing Carpet Diem Furniture Warehouse.
Carpet Diem?
Yeah, seize the carpet.
Oh, man.
It's like Carpe Diem, but with carpet.
Is it warehouse?
Yeah, it's a furniture warehouse. Carpet Diem.
Okay. Let me get the jam going here. Sorry. Here we go.
Carpet Diem, Furniture Warehouse, take one.
Yep. Are you cutting the rug this weekend? Come on down to the Carpe Diem Furniture Warehouse. We have all kinds of discount on rugs and all kinds of things from suits to pants. If you want to buy a new couch, come on down. We're going to lay away at $2 a day. We also have a little dance floor set up if you'd like to try out some of these different kinds of rugs that we have here, or maybe you want to have a seat. Check out the mini RVs that we have for some of the bigger towns. Again, Carpe Diem Furniture Warehouse, located on Orvis Road.
Sofa, so good. I love the idea that they try to tie cutting a rug into a carpet warehouse and they have a dance floor. Like, what a gimmick. Guys, I've got it. We should have a dance floor. People can dance on the rugs. Get it? Cutting a rug.
All right. Okay, this is a good one, this jam. This is a classic modern style. You're selling, you were, it's a, it's an, a retirement home. So you're selling this. You ready? You want to?
What am I selling?
It's a hello goodbye retirement community.
Aww.
Okay.
Aww. Yeah.
All right. You ready?
Yes.
Okay. Go.
Let me ask you a question. How old are you? Have you ever wondered if you're a burden to the people in your family? Have you noticed that the phone rings less and people stop in less because they're busy with their own lives? Well, good news. At Hello Goodbye Retirement Community, there's an entire community of people just like you who are starving for people to talk to and looking for attention. When you say goodbye, we say hello. Hello Goodbye Retirement Community. Get your granddaughter to show you how to use the phone to call today.
Oh, that was perfect. You killed it.
It felt kind of mean.
It's awful.
Get your grandkid to show you how to use the phone.
Hit those big buttons right now.
The next time
you're
paying for groceries with a check, and there's a big lineup behind you, think about letting someone else take that off your hands.
Put down that huge jingles. Remote and hit those big buttons right now.
So why don't you pull that Kleenex out of the sleeve of your cardigan and call today? Why don't you find those Tic Tacs in your purse?
Let's take a break
on 104. We're just getting rolling, bot.
Fucking ready.
Patrick, I wonder if you can hear me over the cigarette smoky cloud around your head. Let's try that line again leading into the chorus. I really want to feel that she doesn't know what you've done.
Yeah.
You don't know what she's done, right?
She doesn't know what she's done.
So she doesn't know what she's done. Who is she, and what has she done, do you think?
I don't know. Maybe we're, like, at the movies or something.
Right. Or camping.
Camping? Okay, I like camping. You know, in Texas.
Or maybe she's stolen your heart or something. Yeah?
Yeah, camping.
Okay. So she doesn't know what she's done. You're camping. And what did she do at the campsite?
I don't know. Maybe she left the zipper open at night.
So. Oh, right. And mosquitoes got in, yeah?
Yeah. Like.
So when you're singing the line, Patrick, I want you to hear this. Right in your ears, yeah? Imagine there's a mosquito in your ear canal. You ready?
Yeah, just putting out my cigarette here.
Perfect. I'll wait.
Okay.
We are recording. All right. She doesn't know what she's done.
Yeah.
Take seven.
Okay.
Anytime.
But she doesn't know what she's done.
I think we've got it. I think we've got it.
Yeah.
I think we've got it. I think we've got it.
Because, like, they can't imagine, like, how annoying that is. Like, mosquitoes everywhere. You know, I mean, you know what that's like. You ever go camping, Donovan?
We used to pitch a tent back in the day when I was a kid, yeah? We'd go to the malls and camp. And we'd set up a tent on a mound of sheep shit because it actually made the most comfortable mattress. Especially the more fresh it was, the softer it was, yeah? And the more sheep there were, the softer the mattress was, yeah? Set up a tent and a pile of sheep shit, yeah? Donovan.
He's just... I thought he was gonna throw out for kicks. Like, oh, 1973 with like the Stones. Exile on Main Street in South of France. We camped out, in Keith's room.
Oh, that kind of camping. Yeah, it wasn't camping the way you would suggest it was, yeah? You could call it that.
Keith and I and Mick would come around. Champagne in the tent.
Come around. We would come round, yeah? How much time does that save not saying around?
Come round.
Okay, I have to start at the start and fill the buds in on what happened.
Seriously.
We did part one. I was in San Diego. And we did part one on Wednesday.
Yes.
And I was flying home Friday. And I woke up Friday morning and I had this sharp lower right abdominal pain that extended to one of my berries. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like just right in the center.
Not the twig, but the berries.
Of your being.
It was like someone took an aluminum Louisville slugger right to my nads and it rang like a church bell.
Really?
And I was doubled over in agony and I was supposed to fly home. And this isn't like I'm flying Moncton to Halifax. This is like San Diego to Toronto, Toronto to Halifax. There was weather in Toronto. A lot of the flights were being delayed or rerouted. And I was like, I've never felt this way before, but I was like, I don't think I can get on a plane.
Yeah.
So I wasn't really thinking straight. And I called Carol and said, this is what's going on. I don't know what to do. All I want in the world is to get home, which I always do when I'm away from my people.
Yeah.
But I was like, I don't see, like, I can't even sit up straight. I have to be kind of doubled over.
And so it comes in waves?
It comes in waves. It was pretty constant. But once I started surfing the Advil, it helped a little bit.
Okay.
So Friday was a write-off. I changed my flight to Saturday. I was in the fetal position, like, did not know what was going on. And the thing about being in a different country,
States, yeah,
one where medical care is not free, first of all, there's the, I don't even know what you do.
Yeah.
Like, do you call 911? Do you go to a walk-in clinic? Do you whatever? Second of all, your mind is considering all the worst case scenarios.
Mm-hmm.
Do I have testicular cancer? Do I have an issue with my prostate? Do I have appendicitis? Yeah. I don't even know what's happening.
What's going on?
So somehow, on Searty, I was so committed to getting home, I just kind of strapped on a helmet and surfed the Advil all the way home.
Okay.
And then Sunday morning woke up in excruciating pain again.
So it was anybody but like, hey, are you Jonathan? You're like, yeah!
No, it wasn't so bad. There are times when, you know, it's not ideal to be buddy off the street sense. You're a Jonavision, you know, if you're doubled over in agony.
Yeah.
I actually wasn't so bad. I wasn't so bad on Saturday.
Whoa.
But Sunday morning, I woke up in excruciating pain, so happy to be home, but still undeniable pain. And Carol's like, I don't think you can mess around with that because, you know, a cold can get better on its own, but whatever this is could only get worse.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you hear stories of people's appendix rupture or burst or whatever. So I go to the hospital and they take a blood test, they take a urine test, they do an x-ray, they do a CT scan. Turns out, kidney stones, bud.
Yeah.
That's what it was. And they gave me some morphine. They gave me something that sounds like my last name, Torindol or something.
Morphine.
Yeah, they gave me morphine. They gave me morphine on an IV drip. And
come
then
on.
When I left, they gave me a couple little morphine pills to take with me. And really, either it's coming out on its own or they're going in to get it. And I know of those two options, which one I'd prefer. So they give you what looks like a Ku Klux Klan hat with the, like, eye holes in the bottom, like screen. And you have to urinate in that and try to catch the little stones when they come out.
You got to catch them? Like, you have to?
Yeah, you try to catch them.
Just to make sure that's what it is or what?
Well, so this is the thing. They told me Well, first of all, I guess you want to send them away so they can examine them and see what's in them. Because maybe there are some things that you're eating that you shouldn't be eating, and that's how it happened. Didn't know that.
Wow.
And the second thing is, they said these will be kind of the size of a grain of sand. Turns out that was a lie, and I wonder if that is a lie that they tell you because they don't want you to imagine you're going to pass a marble.
So it's not a grain of sand, is it? What's it like?
It's not a grain of sand. It's, oh, okay. Unground peppercorns.
No, that big?
Maybe not that big. Maybe half a peppercorn.
Oh, man, really?
Yeah, but by the time it happens, it's so anticlimactic, you just want the pain to stop.
Especially when you got two meteors coming through you.
Well, and all she said, you'll be able to feel when they're on the move because you'll kind of feel it in your stomach, then you'll feel it kind of in your bladder or whatever, and then you'll feel it in your horn.
Oh, man.
So I know it was the most intense pain I've ever felt. And yet, as you know, my beautiful wife is standing there being very charitable and kind to me, but she's given birth to our children, and this is probably not even a fraction of that.
When you're whole. So did you give some good screams out? Or no?
No, I tried to do the like Zen yoga focus on the pain breathing thing.
Uh-huh.
But at a certain point, like especially with with testicular pain, that is like, well, on Friday morning, not to overshare, maybe it's too late, I was retching, like I almost threw up from the pain.
Yeah, oh man.
That's painful.
Can it come out only in pee, or what if it came out otherwise, like if you loaded it out?
Well, it's a great question, Jeremy, and one that I didn't have the opportunity to ask.
Because I wonder, like, that would speed up the process, or... anyway, you know what I mean, when you're not peeing?
Or at least make it more fun?
Well, I don't know if it would make it more fun. It might make it horrible, right? Who knows? I'm just saying, like, is there
anything? Well, I wonder if you could get it going enough to do that into a Ku Klux Klan hat.
Did you have to, like, give them back the stones? Or just show them that it's just those? Or did you, like...
Well, I think I'm supposed to send them to the lab.
So, and like, this is what, imagine you send it back in a hat with load in it.
Oh my gosh.
They're in there somewhere.
Oh. And this is what leads to the greatest punchline of all time, which
is, we peppercorns in the load.
Now we can both say we open for the stones.
Yeah.
There you go.
Wow. So like, you don't like, I've heard sometimes drinking too much soy milk.
Well, that's not my
That's not problem. Your bag.
No. It would be interesting to know why it happened, but really, at a certain point, all you care about in the world, like, as I said to you in a text message, I have never wanted anything more than for this to be over. And almost like seasickness, when you're out in the boat, you're sick, then when you're back on land, it's just over. And as soon as I pass the peppercorns, can you pass the pepper, please? As soon as I passed those masks, I was like, I wanted to dance La La Land style.
You're like,
wasn't even
like that? Like it hurt.
Wasn't even that loud. End. No, it wasn't even loud.
No, it didn't. Like,
in a way, it was kind of anticlimactic when it happened, because it was like, oh, there they are, right in the Klan hat.
Just got a couple stones, mate.
Yeah, I remember when I was touring with the Stones.
Here I am with the Stones, and I've got stones, and here I am on the toilet waiting.
So last night, well, you were saying that sometimes people wait for the plank in the toilet bowl. Not happen.
The tink, tink. Did you this know you had two? Or were you like, what the fuck, man? What's with
two? Well, no, I was looking for one grain of sand. Yeah. I wasn't expecting, like,
two buds.
Pebbles and bam bam. So the thing that's weird about this hat, well, it's not a hat, it's a catch-all, it's like a strainer, is that it has two holes on the side, like you could put string on it and tie it around your waist or something, and just walk around with this clan hat on your horn. Like, for what reason would you need to fix it to anything?
Does it have to be around, like, why does it have, can't you just pee into it, or does it have to be, like, around the, around your...
Well, I guess you could spray paint it silver and go as the Tin Man for Halloween. Like, it looks like that.
How, is it as big as a hat? Like, you can wear it as a hat?
I mean, you could wear it. It's like a children's hat.
Okay. Children's size Ku Klux Klan wig hat.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And they give you a couple of them. They're like pee funnels.
They give you two in case you drop the first one.
Yeah. Man, there was so much that happened yesterday. The other thing is my veins are very rolly, so when they were trying to get the IV in me, the woman was like, oh, darn it, I missed again.
Oh, no.
We try again here, and my veins were, like, squirming all over the place.
Just trying to avoid the needle.
Yeah. But this is what I will tell you. Most of the people that I know or have come across that work in the medical profession are special people, man. Because that is not always a fun gig. And some of the stuff they were tangling with just yesterday was like, man, it takes a certain type of person to do this stuff.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Well, what an ordeal.
So then this morning at 9.
Oh.
This morning at 9, I passed them.
Yeah.
And now I'm good to go.
Tink, tink.
Just a double tink. Did you watch the Junos last night, Bob?
I didn't watch the Junos. I just caught up with what was going on there, and then I saw some clips. I saw the dirty move of cutting off the hip with Paul Lang while I was talking.
Man,
that was kind of cheesy, stupid.
But it was really stupid. It was really stupid, and yet there's part of me that has sympathy for the producers in that moment because they don't get a second chance to make the right decision, and. You know, yeah, airtime is at a premium, and
I don't know when it's that. When you know it's that person, it's no different than when Meryl Streep's on the mic and she can talk for 20 minutes. Like,
right?
There's just that person's there. You got to understand that's who it is. It's not like it's not the guy with the song with two heads, like Holman Hell or something. It's not that.
Yeah.
Then you. Pick up the jam and get them off the stage. You don't do that with freaking Tragically Hip, especially when he's about to mention Gord Downie. So
I know. Yeah,
fail big time, but whatevs.
It was a fail. And obviously this year, I mean, could in theory be the last year they ever win a Juno. Obviously the tour, the whole country was engrossed and invested in the outcome, and it was kind of the first time that people had seen them publicly since the shows, and to hear, you know, kind of their feelings around it. If it was a little meandering and it did go on a bit long, if there was anyone who earned the right to take as long as they wanted last night, it was them.
Yeah.
But I guess I'm also just saying you're in the back row in the control room and someone's like, what do we do? It's been 4 minutes. And Party's like, oh, man, because, you know, the news is supposed to start right at 10 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It is a difficult decision, but yes, it did look terrible. I didn't see Russell Peters' joke in the opening. Did you?
The stupid joke that he said? Was it something about felonies waiting to happen?
Underage girls and a felony? Yeah,
that's funny stuff right there. Smarty ass.
Jeez.
That's, I was, my kids were like controlling the TV. So I wasn't, you know, when the kids rule the roost. So I didn't see it, but I heard about that stuff. I heard the Arkells played great. I don't even know what the hell's televised anymore, because most of the awards happen, you just find out on social media. So it was nice to see July Talk win. Arkells didn't win, but that was a bummer. But
I don't think they did, but they lost to the hip, right?
Lots of good folks won.
And same with, like, Donovan Woods, who I really like, didn't win the songwriter category, but Gord Downie did. So, of course he did, as he should.
Yes. They were in all the tough categories, the Arkells.
Yeah.
But it's been a couldn't be at a better year for those guys anyway. And
they Arkells?
They were kind of like the backbone of the performance side and just the vibe of the whole weekend. So for
totally.
Sure.
Pop up shows with Q and showing up everywhere, man.
Jim Cuddy crushing some Motown with them.
Yeah. Those guys work hard, man, and it's really it's paying big dividends.
It sure is. And good old Timbo, although he's more busy every day, is just crushing it. Crushing it.
You're just Timbo, crushing it, man.
Timbo got the baby coming. How about that? That's
I know, really
now.
Exciting. I didn't know if we were allowed to talk about it on the
We can talk about that. Timbo's having a kid. That's exciting stuff right there.
Very exciting.
Can't wait.
What an exciting time in that young man's life.
It is. The guy's
rock drummer and dad to be.
Crushing it on the charts. Crushing it in the kids. Him and Sarah. Congrats.
Congrats. Big congrats. All right. Why don't we take a break on 104 and we'll be right back with more after this. Brap. Absolute peace.
Tidy's calling you. Studly.
Scoodly bop.
Part 3.
104 part 3. I feel like I'm dancing on clouds.
Yeah.
I feel like I've never appreciated feeling good more than I do right at this minute.
Because you pissed moon rocks. Are they made of rock or is it just like calcium deposits or some kind of like collection?
It's a great question. I've resisted the urge to do much Googling.
Yeah.
Because Googling lower right abdominal pain was enough of an eye-opener and an education.
Yeah, there's like...
Once you get into that WebMD stuff, you can really freak yourself out.
50% lights out every time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to die after, like, Googling stomach aches.
I know, but the nice thing is, it's really nice to feel like you don't want to die.
Yeah,
it's really
no
nice
kidding.
To have things to live for.
Especially the fact that it was, like, a good 2 days of solid pain.
Yeah. And you do in that moment think, all right, so what is the worst case scenario and how would I handle that?
Yeah.
Yeah, none of those options was particularly exciting.
Let's play some more jingles. Let's play some more jingles.
Okay, do you want to dial it up a notch where you have to try to sing a song?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Who's going first? You pick the instrumental tracks.
Okay. I got
do you
jams.
Want me to go first? Or do you want to go first?
Okay, so you're going to go first over the music?
Yeah. You give me a product and play the jam, and I will try to sing a little jingle for
oh,
them.
Oh, okay. Perfect. I like that. Okay, so why not Radio Shack?
Okay, perfect.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, just Radio Shack, and you take it from there.
Okay.
Here comes the jam.
Okay. How many times in your life have you wished there was a place where you could find a keytar? Look no further than Radio Shack, the one that's out on Wilson Avenue. We are open on Saturdays, Sundays too, and 50% off is what you get if you come until... That was brutal. That was brutal. It's
no,
like
it was. It was great. Exactly what a guy would do with work.
Where are you gonna get your charger for? Your phone and Super Mario. It's like we have all these words, we have to fit it to the jam. Oh, it's Rocket! Perfect! Yeah.
You like
if
technology!
You want to get a synthesizer or you need some batteries, then come here.
You out of batteries?
There's always, every time I think of Radio Shack, I think of some map working with a skinny leather tie and a slime stash.
And those, like, wheels glasses.
By the way, is Radio Shack even a thing anymore?
I don't know. I haven't seen one. I see a lot of those, like, future shops.
The Source.
Are they even around anymore?
I don't even know.
I don't know.
I don't even know. I don't even know. Okay. Your product is dolls and things.
Dolls and things?
Yeah, that's the store.
And I'm singing?
Dolls and things. Yeah.
Should I use the same jam as before if it's singing over it, or are you picking me?
Sure. Well, you want to use Rocket again for Dolls and Things? Do it.
I do.
It's so weird.
I do. Okay. Okay, ready?
Who is like, you know what we should use for Dolls and Things is Rocket by Herbie Hancock, because that's, it's so, it lends itself.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, ready? Let's hear Dolls and Things.
Okay. You like dolls, I like dolls. Come get your dolls on sale today. Hey, you like dolls and I like dolls. Come on today, we got sales today. Come get it on, we got Pokemon and games. Don't forget about dolls. Everybody loves the dolls and the doll shack.
Oh my
big
gosh.
Dolls. Little dolls. Little baby dolls. All the dolls. This time at the dollhouse.
We got dolls that pee and dolls that poo. We got dolls that need to take care of you. We got dolls that are big dolls and dolls that are small. Dolls that are short and dolls that are tall. Who wants to go to Dolls and Things? And what are the things? That's the worst ad ever.
Dolls and Things. Okay, ready?
You're, am I doing the same song again?
No, I'm going to change up the jam.
Okay.
You're selling. Oh, I don't make it. I don't want, like, it's a Daryl's denim or denim shop.
Oh.
Denim wear.
Okay.
Whatever denim, any kind of denim.
Okay.
Ready?
And I'm going to do a combo. I'm going to speak and then sing the jingle at the end.
Okay. Perfect. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, here's your song. Your...
Where can you get Levi's Orange Tab 502 jeans? Where can you get Edwin French baggies for just $39.99 a pair? For limited time only at Daryl's Denim Depot, Triple D. You can buy one pair of Edwin French baggies and get a second pair of orange Levi's 502 wide legs absolutely free. Daryl's Denim Depot, it's where you get the jeans. At Daryl's Denim Depot, everyone's got the means.
Everyone's got the means.
Everyone's got the means because the jeans are affordable. Daryl's Denim Depot. Daryl's Denim Depot.
It's one of those ones where the jingle, they're trying way too hard in the jingle.
Daryl's Denim Depot.
She's singing it like the girl singing it's thinking it's like Madison Square Garden in her head.
Daryl's Denim Depot. Edwin French baggies.
Edwin All right. French baggies.
Edwin French baggies. Okay, yours is Terry's Auto.
Terry's Auto?
Yep. Terry's Auto.
Terry's Auto. Okay. Might be tough to sing around this, but we'll figure it out. Terry's Auto. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
I think we shouldn't overthink them. I think simple's good. Amazing.
Who's got a simple kind of car? All the kind of cars. Come on down to Terry's. Terry's Auto Yard. It's got the best service to place.
all that you want. Best things that you got. All that the technology. Technology go up again.
You would remember that. If you heard that on the radio, you would remember that.
All the new car stuff to fix your car. Computerized stuff.
You get a loop job and rotors. You get new pads and an oil change. Terry's auto.
I was trying to be the backup vocals punching.
Get it all tonight.
Terry's auto. How greasy is Terry's auto?
Terry's auto, as in like, I don't know what's going on. I sent them 2 checks already. They say it bounced, but I'm pretty sure I sent it already, the 3 times the amount.
Terry's Auto Sales and Service.
There's a guy that works at Terry's Auto in the back, and all his job is collection.
And
sometimes he makes up stuff. Oh, no.
I saw someone posted a picture of Hall and Oates on a Pontiac Fiero, and it was like Hall and Oates summer tour sponsored by the Pontiac Fiero, and it was maybe the most encapsulating 80s picture I've ever seen in my life.
Really?
Because Oates was on the hood of the Fiero.
Yeah. And was
like leg splayed.
Was Hall driving, or was he on the in it?
Well, no, he's tall enough that he was standing on the far side, like, with his arms folded on the roof.
And
remember
Oates
Fieros?
Oates is just played on the front hood.
Yeah, like a hood ornament with a mustache.
Because that was in his days when he was just crushing it.
Let's play Greasy Cars That You Wish You Still Saw Nowadays.
I love that game. Greasy Cars That You Wish You Still Saw Nowadays.
We had a Dodge 600 that talked like your
kit?
Your door is ajar.
Oh, okay. How about the Vega? My parents had a Vega back in the day. That was
What's a Vega?
A Vega's a real piece of shit, man. It would barely go up the hill when we lived in Woodbridge.
Like, who made it?
I think it was European.
Really?
It was like a Pinto or one of those kind of deals.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I just looked it up. Those are great.
The Vega?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had 2 Chrysler Cordobas.
Ooh, nice. With the fine Corinthian leather?
The doors were each like 6 feet long and about 45 pounds.
Oh, nice big cars. Those, remember two being doors. The back of those? Like, you would never feel a bump on the road?
I know. Well, I think like steering wheel to front of the car was about 7 feet.
my Papa Doug had the Cadillac always, and when you're in the back of talking to the front, it was literally like they were at a bus. They were so far away,
and you'd sail over bumps.
You could go over train tracks and you wouldn't feel it at all.
There is a brown Aries K car around the T-Dot that I see all the time.
What do you mean? Really? Just burning?
Yeah. You don't see many of those around anymore.
No, you don't. That's usually one of those, like, what's that big Netflix show where the guy kept getting going in jail all the time?
Yeah, one of those cars.
One of those cars.
To Make a Murderer, was that it?
Yeah, something Make like a Murderer looking mask.
If you could get any car from back in the day, what car would you get?
Like, cheesy car or classic?
Well, I think like classic.
Like, I liked it.
You like, had one, didn't you?
Well, I had a 68 442. Yeah, that was a nice car.
I'll say.
Frame up restoration. That was a beast of a car. But, I mean, in terms of ones that I remember, like, there was ones that are classic, like the LeBaron Coupe or the Fiero or the
LeBaron Coupe.
Yeah.
Wow. Like the convertible?
Yeah. Remember Remember the convertible LeBaron?
Yeah. What about the Sebring?
The Gary Gugatami in 1987 car, right?
Or a Sebring convertible?
16 golf clubs in the back, sets of golf clubs and balls.
I have over 300 balls in the back.
Gary Gugatami. I'll tell you. And Hudson is caddy, driving around, living out of the car all summer.
My car, like the car that had my heart, was always a 1979 Smokey and the Bandit limited edition Trans Am with the T-tops and the bird on the hood.
I remember the T-top and the bird on the hood. That was a classic Geno mobile too.
Totally.
Right? Geno and Joe.
It's funny because I don't like Corvettes, but I really like Trans Ams, which makes no sense because they're both kind of the same. They're both slime-tacular.
Like Joe and Gino at Wasega Beach, driving that after Black Cause comes out.
Yeah.
There's like three or four girls in the back sitting on the back of the hood.
Three or four girls? But the older I get, do you know what my car is now?
What?
And this is very recent, and I think it speaks to my age.
Yeah.
Remember the Jeep Wagoneer Woodies?
Oh, yeah. Those were classic. You still see those.
There's a place in California that just sells those.
You see those in L.A. still, for sure.
And they're in mint condition because they've never seen snow and sand.
No.
Either that or like a big Bronco.
Oh, the Bronco. The OJ like, mobiles.
Well, no, even like 70s as it, or 60s as opposed to 80s.
Yeah, like remember they used to have the Bronco cars when you were a kid? You'd run around. They were so tall you could run with them.
No.
Oh, yeah. They were the size of the... They're like just up to your knee.
And what?
You'd be ripping around those things in grade kindergarten and grade one at recess. You'd see kids ripping around the school.
I don't remember that.
Broncos. Yep.
They're bringing back... Ford is bringing back a Bronco, and it is really exciting.
Is it?
For 2020, yeah.
Are you going to get it?
It's a hot-looking rig.
Is that the one you're eyeballing next?
No, I really like our vehicle right now.
Yeah, and you just got that SUV, which is nice.
I think if I was going to get one, I'd get one of the 60s looking masks, like a light blue one.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
How about Donovan just crushing it this week?
What would Donovan drive?
Oh, for sure. A new car every couple months. He's got one in LA. He's got one in New York at EC's place, right?
Yeah, what was
Mitsubishi's, Maseratis, or sorry, Maseratis only, and maybe the odd Bentley, you know, like the sporty Bentleys?
He would drive, what is there's a three-wheeled car where the front opens. The front, like, opens like it's on a hinge.
Well, there's the new
like
Tesla,
the thing?
The new Tesla that the doors come up the sides.
Brutal.
He's inside vaping.
Well, I told you I worked in a BMW i8, right?
Yeah.
That was pretty wild. It is so impractical and makes no sense, but it, you know, in the gull wing doors. Back to the Future of it all.
Does it feel like
it's pretty cool?
It's driving you.
Yeah, but you couldn't go to Needs and get a loaf of bread. Like, there's nowhere to put it.
Yeah, you can't put
it. It serves no practical purpose.
Case of Big Eight in the back?
No.
Nothing?
No. And the thing is, the I don't even know what it's called. I'm sure there's a proper car term for it. The lip on the like bottom of the door frame.
Yeah.
To the seat is like a 5-inch drop down.
So you're like rolling out of the car, basically.
Yeah, there's no way to like roll up to the curb and hop out in a way that's cool. You just look like stop, drop, and roll styles.
Yeah, you actually roll out. That would be funny. Seeing that car and the guy can't get up, so he has to roll out.
I'm rolling up to the curb. Rolling out.
Speaking of rolling out, 104 is rolling out.
Good chat, bot.
Yeah, bot. Talk to you next week, bot.